Phoenix hasn't done any hiring the last few years, and like many departments, they've run into a lot of issues with budget cuts. Not as severe in Phoenix, where they haven't had to cut officers like they have in some agencies across the country, but they're certainly down officers, and I think the hiring will be good for the department.
How does a department figure out what is an ideal number of officers to have in it?
And this is a real challenge. So some of the metrics that are frequently used, we don't really know how good they are. So looking at, for example, the number of officers per 1,000 citizens in the population, a common measure we use, you know, there's huge variation across the country, as we might expect, based on different sort of city settings. So you know, Washington, D.C. has about three times or more than three times as many officers per 1,000 people as Phoenix. Does that mean that Washington, D.C. has too many cops or Phoenix doesn't have enough? I mean, they're very different contexts. And so that might not be a great measure. What would be really ideal is if departments would think more about looking at, you know, exactly their workload levels.
In your mind, is there an ideal workload for an officer to have on a given day or week or whatever unit of time?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to come up with an ideal workload. I think that's going to vary from department. I mean, a lot of police work is sort of driven by the 911 system, so how much citizens are calling. So I think what's important is for agencies to look very closely at what the 911 system is doing for officer time, sort of the amount of time officers are spending on calls, and then think about how much time they want officers to have to do other things.
What are some of the factors you think about that Phoenix might be looking at as far as sort of how the city is laid out, who lives here, what kind of incidents the police have to respond to, things like that?
I mean, I think that in Phoenix, you know, you have to think about the city is very big geographically compared to a lot of other big cities, for example, the East Coast. And so you have to be able, you need officers to be able to cover sort of larger areas than they might in other jurisdictions. So you have to keep that in mind. I mean, that is something you're going to have to account for sort of any sort of workload analysis is just the distance and time officers need to spend getting to places and getting to particular calls. And then, I mean, again, you have to think about balancing sort of what you want officers to be doing when they're not responding to calls. So whether that's community policing programs and outreach programs.
How do police departments know if they're doing it right?
There's certain metrics they could look at, and certainly crime is something that police departments are always concerned about. Reductions in crime, while we can't attribute those only to police, and we certainly can't say that when crime goes up, it's the police's fault. There's lots of factors. But I mean, if you're looking at your crime levels, if those are going down, it suggests you're doing something right. But the general way that police are responding to calls in that reactive time isn't been shown in research to have a big impact on crime. And so what police are doing proactively seems to be a better indicator of their ability to reduce crime. And so if you did any sort of workload analysis, the more time that police officers have they're not spending on calls, and if that time is being allocated towards proactivity, that's going to suggest that you're doing some of the things right.